Folks, make sure you have your food storage. Make sure you have guns and ammo. Make sure you have an independent water supply. And I don't believe that a swimming pool will help. And I don't believe that having your faucets running, that won't help. The whole idea is that they're going to attack the infrastructure. They're going to attack our water supply. It will not be clean. So you've got to have a way to purify water, and you've got to have fresh water available. And so I've told you this before, but folks, I get those big 5 gallon jugs and I store them in my garage, and I have just about 20 of them. That would keep us in drinking water for quite some time, but I'm actually going to double that. I've got room to do it, and I'm going to do it. What if I don't have room? Should I not do it? Folks, you've got to make room for water somewhere. Yeah. Okay. Go get cases of water at the store. Okay. And you know, keep them. And if you don't need them, okay, you've got lots of water to drink, you know.
Yep.
Good on you. Same thing with the food. Okay. And go get some canned goods, and especially meats. Like Costco has those canned chicken and beef and a few other things. We've got lots of those. And canned fruit, because you just eat it right out of the can. You can do the same with the vegetables. Just eat them right out of the can. And is that great nutritional food? No. But it is some edible food. And I will tell you, the freeze-dried foods from Numana are very nutritional. Okay. And they're decent tasting too. I like them. I've had them before. I've eaten freeze-dried foods ever since I first worked as a consultant for some food storage companies back in 1998. And then through, what did they call that? The turn of the century, way back then, they said it was
Y2K.
Yeah, Y2K. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, Y2K. And so I did a lot of shows about Y2K, and I went to preparedness expos and all that rot. And even Time Magazine did a huge article about Y2K and that it was definitely going to be a problem. And it was a little bit, but not like people had predicted. And so, like I say, folks, I don't get into dates. And I told everybody, there was one guy selling food storage, and he says, if there's not a major problem that you really don't need this food, I will buy it back from you.
You can never find him again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So people took him up on that. But I told people, keep your food. And I kept mine. And we've used a lot of it. Because food storage, the freeze-dried foods last for 25 to 30 years. Don't ever throw it away, even if it goes 30 years, okay? I guarantee you, you'll want that better than nothing. And so, yeah, I keep replenishing the food, the freeze-dried foods. Have we thrown some away? Yeah, here and there we have. Doesn't bother me a bit. We just keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. So.